Hi everybody, we are at week 6 and we are on the theme of your doing, the doingness of calling, which most of us are pretty familiar with because that's the part that we do get a lot of support around in this culture. So let's settle in wherever you are. Hopefully you're in a place where you can just drop in for a moment. I am in my forest, and I usually sit when I share these, but since we're in the doingness, I think I'm going to let myself move a little bit. All right, and I think I'm going to let myself talk a little louder. The doingness is a masculine energy. It is a potent energy in its, there's a lot of forward motion in it. And there's a lot of aliveness in it. And there's creation, the creation of the birthing of things into the world. Now, the doingness is sacred when it's informed from the beingness, and when it's informed from the speech of the soul. And the beautiful thing is that the doingness of nature is not tiring if we're hooked in to the beingness. So I'm going to give you a metaphor that was given to me by one of my mentors that has always stayed with me. And that is, so imagine a lantern. So you've got the oil, an oil lantern, and you've got the wick. Now the oil is the feminine, and the fire is the masculine. So if we have too much oil and not enough fire, then the wick can get drowned out, and the fire can get drowned out, right? So you don't want to be too much in the feminine, too much in the mystery, too much in the unformed, because nothing will happen. You might be blissed out, but I don't know that you're going to be able to bring your gifts into the world. Now, if the fire is too strong and there's not a lot of oil, but the fire's burning it's using up the oil really quickly, you will burn out, and that's too much masculine drive, too much doing, not enough informed by the feminine, not enough in balance with the feminine. And so that's what we're looking at this week, is how can my doingness arise from my beingness? How can my doing arise from the speech of my soul? So we're not going from the neocortex, from the kind of linear brain down. It's not a top-down experience. It's a bottom-up experience, like letting it move up. You could think from the earth up through you. So I've mentioned before, a lot of my work has all come from this realm. So whether it be, like I had mentioned before, you know, the saying, women who follow their calling create a more vibrant world, or this group is men and women, so follow your calling, create a more vibrant world. That came on a walk as an inner ear whisper, right? There was no work. I didn't sit down at the table and like try 200 different kinds of things I could say on my website, you know? Clarity, courage, and commitment. That came after a nap. You know, that's a liminal space. So liminal means like, the space between the worlds, right? So that liminal space, it's different for everybody, but all artists and creative people talk about it. Some people get their inspiration in the shower. Some people get it in the dream. Some people get it right upon waking. I get it in the forest the most, but, you know, I track it throughout the day, but, I get it in nature. Where do you get it? Where does it come? If you can pay attention to all the ways the speech of your soul is, all the way your soul is speaking to you, and just take baby steps on the little messages you get, you will find that the doing gets easier and easier. And you'll see that synchronicities start happening more often, and with the synchronicities come the ease, right? Because suddenly there's something aligned. There's something aligned, and I want that for you. And maybe you already have it. But if you don't, I just want that for you, because I have to tell you, for me, that's one of the most joyous things, is the ease that comes and the joy and the creativity that come when what we're doing is arising from connection with the mystery and being birthed into the world. And for me, it's an honor of being a bridge between the worlds, that it's not only about this kind of like, what do I want to do, like the small I, but what wants to happen through me? And again, that brings us back to, what is your mythic identity? Who are you mythically? Who are you? I have a friend who's a pixie. She's like a little fairy, and the way she works with people with their purpose, you know, she takes people into nature, and she's a wild kind of fairy and a wild woman, and she lets her archetype infuse her work, right? So what archetype is working you right now? And how is the mystery wanting to move through you into form? What form? Once we bring it into form, you've become the bridge between the worlds. And I don't know about you, but for me, that is such an honor. That is such an honor to say yes to the mystery and to say, yes, I will carry this into the world. Ah, that just lights me up. I know you can hear it in my voice. So, take a breath. Join me in a breath if you wish. I don't know if I have a lot more to say. I think what I would, invite you, well, let's just take a moment right now and invite the speech of the soul, invite those channels to be open. So inner eye, we invite you. Inner ear, we're listening. Inner knower, we're available. Kinesthetic channel, we're listening. Taste and smell, if that's the way you want to come, we're open. And we're just going to ask a question to the soul. And the question is there an action step that wants to happen through me today? And just see what shows up. Is there an action step that wants to happen through me today related to my calling? And as always, just noting, how does it show up? Maybe it makes sense, maybe it doesn't. Maybe there's someone you were supposed to call today. Maybe your soul is telling you you need a nap, and who knows what delicious information may come when you wake up from that nap. So we don't have to understand, and usually we don't. We don't have to understand the speech of the soul ahead of time. We just need to trust it, and we need to follow it. And the trust builds as we continue to see its intelligence. And that we're not the ones, guiding it. We're the ones following it. And in that following, it actually becomes kind of like a treasure hunt and an exciting journey that we just don't know where it's leading us. But how amazing. How amazing to be, following the clues and seeing where it leads us. And there's no end to the journey, right? That's the other part that's pretty fun. It just keeps unfolding. So that's it for today, and I would love to hear any action steps you take and, what came of them, if anything, at this point. Sometimes our action steps have like immediate responses from the world, the universe, however you might want to say it. Sometimes it's a slower gestation, but I hope that it's fun for you and enlivening for you. And whatever else it is for you, perhaps it's scary or whatever else it might be, welcome all the experience of the soul as just right, just as it is. So feel free to contact me and share what's going on, what action steps you're taking. Really look forward to hearing from you if that feels right. And have a great week, and I'll talk to you in our next Setting the Context talk.